With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. John Mayer is performing September 16th at the Chase Center in San Francisco. And if you are calling number 97 right now, you get a pair of tickets to see him. It's timing for you right there. Totally planned that. Call 97-800-400-3697. You want to see John Mayer? We've got the tickets. He's one of the shows at the new Chase Center. Mm-hmm. Oh, you just kept that going. That was seamless, dude. I'm like, why isn't this song faded out yet?
Thank you.
That was great. Well done. You're amazing. Chase Center, San Francisco, John Mayer, calling 97 right now. Alice listeners can get them early on the on sale date. Friday, March 29th, they officially go on sale at LiveNation.com. But if you use the code MASHUP, you can get them early on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And we've got tickets all day, all week long. 5 past 9, noon, 3, and 5. So keep it here on the Alice all the live long day.
I want to break
through. I love this guy.
I want to break through. I want to know the real thing about you.
He exists in a very weird world, too, where he is on one hand a very pop music, successful pop music guy, and on the other, he's fully accepted by the Deadheads as part of their troupe.
Dead and Co.
Right.
He's and Co.
Right. Our text number, 800-400-3697. It's the same number that you'd call for the contest, except that you can put a text in there on your texting machine,
yeah.
Whatever it is you use. Send it to us, and we love them. We love to hear what you have to say.
Except
unfiltered.
Mean, you know.
And well,
we don't like the mean
you know,
stuff.
The unfiltered reality is sometimes it's not our favorite.
Hurts right? A little bit, you know.
Sarah, I use moisturizer with hemp CBD in it, and my skin has been amazing.
Oh.
Check for yourself. And then there's no picture there, so.
Yeah, there's just the link.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, send me the link.
Nah.
I'll try something.
You want me to send it? I'm looking at it right now. Do you want me to send it to you?
I have this friend who has just the softest skin.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, I don't really moisturize. It's just like that. I'm like, oh.
Or
I want
she's
skin
lying.
Like that.
Yeah. You know, one Maybe. Of the reasons why I use... And I've even stopped, even though it'll make me shiny or it bothers me to stop and put lotion on, is I got sunburned so much as a young person.
You've had stuff removed.
There was bad skin care when I was a kid going to the beach every day.
Yep.
All the stuff that they used to, bullfrog, and there was another one called alligator. Well, bullfrog was the real violator. You'd put it on, you'd get in the water, and it was like it found your eyeballs.
Yep.
And then just stinged them bloody. And you would go, I'm not wearing that if it's going to do that to me. So, it wasn't until later that they came up with ones that wouldn't migrate
right
into your eyeball. But until then, I walked around with sunburns and peely noses.
Do you used to do that thing? What is it, like a zinc coating or something, right?
I didn't do that. No, because I, well, because.
Nose like that? You didn't cover it in white stuff?
Mm-mm.
Nose like that.
That's part of the reason. Once you paint this thing, it looks even bigger. No, I mean, I didn't use protection the way I should. And we didn't think about it as much either.
Now.
You still had people laying out in the sun
all along the beach,
covered in, you know, oil, trying to get as dark as possible. Very few people do that to the extent they used to. Anymore.
It's nice though. Like having a tan. I look cuter.
This person brings up something I meant to mention earlier.
Okay.
So I'll read this and then we can go from there. Warning everyone, I went to the Survivor auditions this weekend.
Right.
Adam Klein season 33 winner was super cool and informative. It was awesome people watching and meeting people from all over. Wish me luck. Didn't our guy go?
Yeah.
He did. Can we bring him in
here? I don't think he can hear us. He's not listening. Brandon. Vaughn, it's a double. Oh, yeah, there you go.
He heard.
Great.
It's a double.
Well, you know how these are soundproof windows? Like, you can actually bang against the window and people in the other room won't hear you, but he did hear him. He hit those young ears. All right, talk about Survivor. Tell me all about your big tryout this weekend.
Oh, hey. I'm back.
Hi.
What am I doing? Survivor?
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, man. Long story or short story? Which one do you want?
Medium short. Story. Let's go short, but then we'll ask for more details
right.
if we need them.
Survivor's never dying. There were so many people there.
I love it so much.
I asked at one point, and they said they had like 10,000 signups. They get 40,000 a season still. So I went in. I like got through all the lines really fast. I kind of skipped them.
How? Because you had done the other thing? No, how did you do it?
There was a gigantic line, and I just walked by it, and I went up to the table, and I was like, hi, is this the line to get your, to turn something in? And she goes, yeah, it's to turn in your waiver. And I said, this one? And she goes, yeah, give that to me. And so I just skipped through, like, a line of 500 people.
What?
And then I went downstairs to this other line where Adam was, and there was probably...
What does Adam look like? I can't even remember who won season 33. It was so many thousands of years ago.
He was the young guy. His mom died, like, right... at the end of the show. He shouldn't have won his season. And there's people talking in line. The best part was talking to everyone about Survivor, and people know way too much. He was like, his pregame merge was terrible, and I was like, I would not know. But I was standing in line. It was like,
man, he got the hot chick treatment. He got scooped right past
yep.
500 people.
Yeah, I
Brandon's a good-looking kid. Like, he
I'm not
could,
saying
they
he's
might,
not.
They
but...
might cast him just because he's like, oh, that's an interesting kid, you know.
Even good-looking boys don't get skipped past 500 people in
you're
line.
You're pretty.
You know, I think the girl was cute, and she kind of thought I was cute. And I was like, hey. She had a name
what?
Tag on. Her uh-huh. name was like Haley. And I was like, hi, Haley. Is this and so,
hey, Haley.
Yeah, it worked.
You turned the charm on.
So,
all right, so there you are in the second line.
In the second line to get your number. And I did kind of the same thing because there was like 50 to 100 people. I'm terrible at telling how many number a group of people is,
it's
but
okay.
50 to 100.
We'll take your word for it.
And I went to the front of the line again. I was like, I'm not going to – I talked to people for like 5 minutes. And then I was like, I'm tired of this. I also had to go. I had to get out of there. So I walked up to
busy,
the front.
He's got a lot of stuff to do.
I said, is this the line to get your number? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I just saw Adam there. I thought it might be two separate lines. And she was like, yeah, it is taking longer because of that. Here, what's your name? I'll just write your ticket. So I skipped that line too.
Oh, my God.
And then.
Oh, my God.
There's a third line upstairs, which. Guess
so now
what?
You've got your number. You skipped
got,
that line too.
I did. I
how?
Walked. Because Haley was. Sitting there directing people, and I said,
"Oh my God!"
I said, "Hey, Haley, is this the line to go into the thing now? There's just tons of lines, and I really can't figure this out." But I had it was kind of like practice for Survivor. I was lying to everyone, and I was just getting my way.
So, did you say that in your audition? Like,
no,
by the
I
way,
should've.
I skipped
I should've.
Every line to get in here.
I should have.
I'm a player.
I was telling my sister, and she said, "Make sure if they give you a call back that you say that." So I went up to Haley and I was like, hey, which line? And she goes, I'm going to start a second line over by that door. Just stand there and I'll direct people over to you. So I'm right in front of the door to get into the audition.
Little rat.
Let me ask a question. I think he's a good looking kid, but is he that good
no,
looking?
I'm not.
No,
I'm
not.
Definitely not.
I mean, he's really cute.
Yeah.
But
you know,
Haley must have had a spark
Jesus
for him. She remembered
Christ.
Him from downstairs. It is kind of a, but he's cute. He's like, I can picture him on the show. He's
Thanks.
Got that kind of look.
Oh I agree. But he's just skipped.
You, by the way, you know you're pretty
of
cute.
People.
The, right, you're not skip 100 people cute, but you're cute. Look, go to radioalice.com/watch. That'll take you right to the looking glass. Even if there's no sound, no sound still.
Yeah, no sound.
Yeah, no sound. You can go there. You can see Brandon right now. He's on the camera. All right, go on.
Okay, so I get right in front of this door. And that's where I got to talk to people. But I mean, I'm 25. I've been there for 25 minutes and I've gone through 1,000 people.
Oh, my
already.
God. There's still people, 1,000 people
so
back in the first line.
Someone said that they were waiting in line for an hour and 10 minutes to get up to the point that I had gotten up to in like 20. So I felt very proud about that. I should have said it in the interview. Anyway, I walk in. There's like 8 cameras set up with a cameraman and an interviewer. And I walked up, I shook the guy's hand who was going to interview me, and he said, do you have a minute audition ready? And I said, no, but I could get that ready on the top of my head. And he goes, no, I'll just ask you questions. So they put you in front of a camera, you hold your number up, and he basically said, tell me about yourself, what's a talent of yours, why would you win the game of Survivor?
What did you say, though?
It was a minute, so it went by really fast, and I don't remember. But I said a talent of mine is creating relationships really fast because I coach high school cross country and track, and one of the things I have to do is get the kids to trust me and like the things that I say. So I feel like I've gotten pretty good at doing that. And he said that he was impressed by that. He said this is the first time I've ever heard anyone say a talent was creating relationships. So that was my talent. And then he said, "What would be your biggest challenge?" And I said, "Food." Because I don't really like seafood that much, but I'd make it happen. That's like the excitement of Survivor, is that you're going on seeing if you're capable of all these things that you're not sure whether or not you are. So I kind of turned that into a positive again. And then he said, why would you win? And I said, it's kind of the same thing I said at the Big Brother one, is no one would see that I'm a little wise beyond my years, I think, or I can act certain ways.
You're not.
I should have mentioned being in the line. Oh.
You should have.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I should have said that. Oh, I just got through that line in 20 minutes. Yeah. That's my talent.
I got to this point in 20 minutes, just so we're clear.
So I finished. He like gave me a little salute to say I was done. And then he shook my hand. He was like, dude, that was really good. Check and see if your email's right. So I was kind of like, uh-oh. Maybe.
Oh my God, but, Brandon! It would be so exciting if you got on the show.
It really would. So then I saw him put a little mark in my head. I was like, "That's a star or a heart," but it could have been an X for all I know. He could have said never.
A little heart. Oh, that'd be perfect.
But
he loved you.
Then he shook my hand again. He was like, "Dude, that was really good." And I was gone in 30 minutes. I was in, and I got there at 10:30. I was out by like 11.
He's like a magic man.
Yeah, I had places
to
go.
We gotta
start
coming up with bets. And ways to get a tattoo of Alice on him so yeah. that when he gets on the show, it's showing no matter what he does.
Well, when I get on and I win, I promise this will be my first interview. I'll come right in afterwards.
Thanks. Thank you so
much.
You got
to give back to the people who gave to you.
Oh,
so
my
I'll make
God.
Sure I do
you,
that.
Get out of here. That is not
the
enough.
First interview.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you. An exclusive.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon. Oh, my God. Good luck.
Fingers crossed.
That is great. Yeah, double crossed and knocking on wood and penny in your shoe.
Skipping lines like that?
It's crazy. It's so good.
All right.
Oh, good luck.
I have a few more minutes, so let me do a couple more texts, and then we'll get out of here.
All right.
When you are on a ship during a storm, there is nowhere you can go to get away from the turbulence. It's brutal. People are throwing up, and the pool water is flying on the deck in huge waves. They don't have handholds anywhere?
They must. There have got to be.
Have you been on? You haven't?
I've been on a few cruises.
They don't have handholds anywhere on
I
a cruise in case
everywhere.
There are turbulence?
On the deck there is, but yeah. It's just like a normal hotel.
So when you're
hallway.
In the hallway, there's no grab holds? Or?
I never thought about that.
Yeah,
I don't
never,
think there are.
There must be some kind of railing somewhere.
They're saying no here.
It's narrow, though. I mean,
maybe
it's
the
so
walls
narrow,
are padded, so when you go crashing off on you.
Right.
Yeah, I never even paid attention to that.
Well, next time.
Yeah, sure.
Sheesh.
Can't wait.
Most
for your
people
next
are drunk
cruise?
On cruises anyway, so. They're like, what's happening? Whoa.
Thomas says, hi, Yuzi.
Oh.
Hi, Thomas.
Sarah shutting down Holocaust deniers and thieves is cracking me up. It's okay, Vinny. I'm pretty sure that's not going to affect your listenership numbers too badly.
Yeah, I don't want
those
people.
Well, I mean, I get it. I understand what you're saying, but I mean, the way you're like, don't listen. I'm like, sheesh. Yeah. Harsh.
Well, I just, you know, it's an exclusive group listening to us. I'm the cool people. Thanks for listening.
Like, you never stole anything.
I stole something once.
Right.
But I never robbed a bank, and I did not participate in the Holocaust. So I've got that going for me, you know. If you participate in the Holocaust, I don't really want you listening. If you don't believe it happened, I also I feel like, you know, go away.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I hated Us. When I left the theater, and the three other people I was with hated it too.
Oh.
Two days later, I've had time to digest and think about it, and it's masterfully crafted movie that I can't stop thinking about, despite all of the holes.
Wow.
I believe anyone who didn't like Us just didn't get all of the symbolism and hidden Easter eggs in the movie. My cousin who watched it with me even made a Google Doc to break down the whole movie.
Oh, wow.
Now I can't wait to see it again. Like I said, there is a setup in the beginning that just makes part of it fact. Like you just have to read this part and go, okay, that's what they're basing this on.
So
got
here's
it.
The thing you're going into this
right,
with.
Right. So that's, and it's a. It just helped them keep the movie timing down, I'm sure, is just saying, this is this. Mm-hmm. Now you got it. We'll move on. Here's your movie. So that's part of it. There's also other little things in there that you do have to pick up on in order to sort of go, okay. And then when the twist happens.
Don't.
I'm
don't.
Not going to give away the twist. Don't worry. I'm not trying to ruin it for anyone. I want you to understand, like, going into it. pay attention.
Right.
You're going to need to pay
attention. One of those ones, don't go to this movie drunk or stoned.
Yeah, you can go to a movie any way you want, but pay attention.
But you're going to have to, you know, it's hard when you're all paranoid or your eyes are wobbly because you've been drinking, you know. Pay attention. Bring a notebook.
I have an article here that has 37 Easter eggs in the movie.
Oh, I won't look at that until after I've seen the movie.
Yeah, but and it'll after you'll go, I'm going to look at that today because I bet there's even things. I'm sure there's things I missed.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. 707 says they're saying 2 more feet of snow this week, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we've got rain today, I think Wednesday. But I looked at Tahoe and sure, there's more snow falling. Mm. 707 says, Vinny, you changed my life when I find out that I could voice direct my Xfinity remote to fast forward. Thank you.
Dude, I had no idea. No idea. When you
you're doing it now?
Skip forward 5 minutes. Skip forward. So I'll go skip forward 1 minute.
And it does it.
It does. It's boom. On to the next thing. Yep. I'm like, oh my God. Then he figured out the walkie-talkie remote.
415 says, when is Capurro coming in next? You need to ask him his thoughts on Barbara's comments about Michael Jackson.
Apparently he did half an hour on that on Saturday night.
Oh, is that right?
At his gig, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Defending his love, Barbara
Streisand? Oh, I don't
think so.
I don't know. Just had his, you know, he was talking about it last night at our party.
Oh, but you didn't catch a feeling from him about...
No, it was sort of like a shake my head moment thing, I think. But is he coming on this week?
Wednesday.
Okay. So Wednesday, 8 o'clock?
Yes.
All right. We'll be sure and ask him about it. I would assume he had a lot to say if he did a half hour on it.
Yeah.
415 says, did you guys watch and talk about the dirt? I thought it was really fun. And Ramsey Bolton.
Yeah, we did talk about it a little bit. Vinny watched it.
It's fun. It's not a great movie. And
certainly not historically accurate.
No, I mean, put it this way. Try and compare it to Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's just junk. It's a bummer that they... I mean, it's just... It's not even about the music, and it's not... I don't know.
It's just a fun thing.
It's fun,
up
yeah.
On Netflix.
It's fun, and it's fine.
Sure.
I did finish it, though, so there's that.
Which is
that.
Saying something, because you don't finish a lot of stuff.
Right. All right, I got to stop, because we're out of time.
Take
Thanks
a quick
for
break.
Texting us.
Back to say goodbye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. What a crazy show. What a happy Monday show this
Yay.
Was. Started out with a bang, real good story. You should go back and listen to our Lost 30 podcast. And we were off to the races from there.
Gonna be a fun week.
It's fun hanging around with you guys.
Yeah, I like you too.
You're pretty good people. pretty good.
You're pretty all right.
Thanks. You're pretty all right too, all y'all.
Yay.
So this week, all week, it's John Mayer tickets. These are the Chase the Chase
Center.
Shows at this new Chase Center. So which, you know, there hasn't even been a show there yet, but it's booked out, man. So all week we'll have tickets for John Mayer. We also have tickets for Outside Lands 2019 all week, and tomorrow we're revealing the lineup.
Right.
So tomorrow about 9 o'clock, we'll be announcing that. Have a great day. Get through this Monday. I know you can do it. And then we'll meet you back here on Tuesday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.